you very much for all the rendition and declaration. May I invite to the podium our Father in the Lord, God's servant, Brother Bile Akoni, for the final chant. You are welcome, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to take one of our songs and then we will take the final charge. Take your hymn sheets. Take your hymn sheet. We are going to sing one of the songs there. And then we shall continue. Hymn number 10. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, 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 oh. Shall we stand up to sing this song together? One, two, go. I am resolved no longer to linger, child. It's not good enough. Oh my God. All right. So, can you raise it for me somewhere there so that we can all catch it up? I am resolved no longer to linger. Larry, you used to have a better voice than mine.
He does hear so, sir. I am resolved no longer to linger. Come by the world's delight.
Let us follow him.
Things that I am, things that I look at, he's ever not my son. I will listen to him, his future God of me.
Yes.
Yes, I will come to thee.
Thank you. I am resolved too long to linger. Delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler.
Peace of
the Lord, my side. I will listen to him.
He's so glad and free.
So glad and free.
Jesus,
oh, yes.
Greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
I am resolved, O God, to the Savior, leaving my sin and strong.
He is the true one, he is the just one, he had the words of life.
Oh, I will hasten to him.
So glad I'm free,
Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to him. I am resolved to follow the Savior,
faithful and true each day.
Each day, heed what he says, so what he willeth.
He is the living way.
I will
hasten to him, his glad and free.
So glad and free.
Jesus, greatest, highest, I will call to thee.
Amen. Father, we are grateful to you for all that you have done to us, all that you have spoken to our hearts, all that you have opened our eyes to see, and all that you have caused our ears to hear. We thank you, God, for the word of God. Thank you for our Bible studies. Thank you for the different workshop sessions that we had. Thank you for the pace setters, testimonies, and all that you have allowed us to explore in the course of this cycle this year. Thank you, God, for the songs, the special numbers from different nations, and all of them drawing clarion calls that it is time for us to arise. Now, Lord, we have come to this concluding point, and we're asking, Lord Jesus, shoot us forth. Send us forth by your power. Release us.
Amen.
Release us.
Amen.
Set us on fire.
Yes, Lord.
That we might go to do exploit for you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we realize that there's a cause, and there's something you want to do now. We ask, Father, that all our trainings, all our exposures, all our discipleship experiences, and all the responses we have made to the altar call these days, set it on fire. Release us by your mighty hand. Lord, in the afternoon, we cry for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for all that you did, all those that came under the anointing of the Spirit afresh. Lord, it is so that we can go and possess the gate. Now, Lord, I ask that by your Spirit, set us on course. Set us aflame in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. As we take this charge, closing charge to release your people, please speak into our spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Amen.
The charge I want to bring to you tonight, I will find it in the words of one young man who got fired up by God. Actually, there are two of them that I will be talking about briefly. But for us, I want you to quickly go to the book of Numbers chapter 13, Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. These two men, two young people in their own time, who were following Moses in discipleship, and who were lumped together with 10 others who have nowhere to go. They were lumped together. They found themselves in the company of people. They were sent out as 12 spies. 12 spies that were supposed to go to peep into what God was speaking to his people as far as the land of promise was concerned. Now, I'm taking that story here because I'm trusting God that none of you will be lumped in the midst of men and women who have lost their vision for glory. As you are going now as a young man, as a young lady, you will not be lost in the midst of those who have lost their bearing. You will not lose your bearing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, look at what has happened. They were sent out, 12 spies. They were to go to the land of Canaan so that they can see the land and come back. I'm not interested in the story because we don't have time for all of that. But now I want you to go with me quickly onto verse 27. Now I'm reading Numbers chapter 13, from verse 27. But verse 30 is my concern tonight. I'm only reading verse 27 so that you can follow, for you to see what we are talking about. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land which through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now, that story continued, but I now want you to go quickly to verse 6 of chapter 14. Those are the two things we are reading. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. I'd like to stop there. Three issues that we want to release you with as we rise from Seiko this year. Three issues that I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit will write deeply in your heart. What is the first issue? The first issue I want you to note is that at the verge of possessing the gates, at the verge of going to take over, you might see giants. You might look at what is standing there as if it is unconquerable. It might appear as if what God is asking you to go and collect is far, 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 far bigger. And that's how it will always appear. When Goliath was standing there, everybody saw him. See how they described him. His 9 cubit tall. He has six fingers here, six toes here. He was not an ordinary man. He has been fighting since his youth. That was what others could see. And that was what kept them in their caves. When they saw, and they did not see from God's perspective, they could not move. So the first thing I'm asking God to do for you is to know that God is not sending you on a suicide journey. Where we are going, heaven has gone ahead of it before you. So the first thing I saw was that this man that could not go, this man that could not possess the gates, this man that could not become what God wanted them to be, this man that died in the wilderness, please hear me very well. It is not because the giants, the Philistines, the Amalekites, the Canaanites were actually strong as to dislodge them. What defeated them was not external. What defeated them is inside of them. They forgot the Lord. They forgot He who is going with them. They forgot that greater is He that is in them than he that is in the world. They forgot that God who is sending them forth is the mighty in battle, is the strong the Lord, is the King of glory. So when they came back, see what they were talking about. See how they described it. They said, where we went actually, the land flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, you see, when they brought in the word nevertheless, they were on the downward journey. They were on that which will keep them in their wilderness until they will die. When you begin to put nevertheless upon the word of God, upon the promise of God, when any other consideration seems to be more important to you than what God has said and the way God has sent you, then you are already on the path of defeat. You will not go that way in the name of Jesus Christ. God had not brought you into Seiko if He did not believe that you are the right generation of men and women that will go to the gate demanding, say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be ye lift up, O ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. And if anybody were to ask you, who is this King of glory you are talking about? The answer is here. The Lord, who is mighty. This is the King of glory. Is the Lord strong and mighty? He is the King of glory. So lift up your heads. Now, because these people forgot the Lord, they now say, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. Please permit me to jump verse 30, because that's where I'm coming back to. Now we are told, I'm reading verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Did you see what they are talking about themselves? Now he said, but the men, and they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched, unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. Did you hear me? They are saying it's the land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. If it has been eaten up all the inhabitants thereof, why did they see anybody there? You can imagine that when you have started to see against the purpose of God, there will be a lot of exaggeration. And the devil rejoices
when you get defeated in yourself. The devil cannot push you back. It is only you that can push yourself backward. And so the Bible noted, they said, all the people that we saw in it, they are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight. How did they say they were in their own sight? Yes, as grasshoppers. And so we were. I want you to mark that. He said, we were in our own sight as grasshopper. And so we were in their sight. But I want to pray tonight, because no matter how fierce looking those giants at the gates are, you will hear the word of God. They are a piece of bread unto us. Now, the Bible says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses. And he said, let us go up when? At once. And possess it. For we are well able to do what? To overcome it. We are well able. I know that as we continue, I remember that the song that the Namibia sang for us the first day that we took their own special number, they said, we are well able, we are able to go up and take the nations. So let us go with the word of God, let us go with the life of Christ, and I love the way they sang that song. Now, but here tonight, as we are concluding Seiko, though the giants, they appear to be giants, that was how Goliath appeared, and he looked so tall until David came. And David looked at him and said, this uncircumcised Philistine. David saw something that others did not see. Others saw him as a giant. Others saw his fingers. Others saw his height. They were even talking about the weight of his weapon. They were even describing the armor bearer and the kind of armor that he carried. And I was wondering, when did they go near him to measure it? You see, you know, I'm looking at what keeps men from possessing the gates. It is first and foremost what they see of themselves. And we have spent these days spending time to look at the fact that it is not about you. It is Christ in you, the mighty one. Christ in you, the glorious one. Christ in you, the King of glory. That you are taken to the gate. And the one you are taken to the gate, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what did Caleb said? Caleb stilled the people. He told them to keep quiet. He told them, I'm tired of hearing that nonsense. I'm tired of hearing all your complaints. They are big. They are this. They are that. We are like grasshopper. He said, keep quiet. Let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. And if I'm going to charge you tonight, I would like to say to you, let us go up when? At once. Those things that have been standing for years, they were standing because you have not risen to go. Those things that look like giants, they look as if they have been walled up and there was nobody that can penetrate. All of that was because you have not risen to go to carry the King of Glory there. They were standing because you were sitting down. They were looking prominent because you were devaluing yourself. They were looking big because you were not seeing the bigger man, the bigger Lord, the stronger man that dwells in you. And so as we rise from this meeting, I want to charge you, go up at once. For we are well able, we are well able to overcome it. Now, but behind that statement comes verse 6 in chapter 14. Because what Caleb said in verse 30 of chapter 13, will look as if he just being presumptuous. It will appear as if he was just speaking bravely, as if he was just making an empty statement. But when you come to chapter 14, you will see the basis of what they have said. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us. I want you to see those things that are very important for me to mark as we are going from here this night. If the Lord delight in us. And I like to say to you, and the Lord delights in us. Tell somebody by your side, say, the Lord delights in you.
The Lord delights in you.
Because the Lord delights in us, because the Lord in his mercy has turned his eyes of favor upon us, because the Lord has chosen us. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have put you in position to go and bear fruit and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit may remain, may abide. Because the Lord delights in us. The Lord already has shown his delight in our lives. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, if the Lord has no delight in you, he will not allow you to come here. If the Lord has no delight in you, he will not be hearing what you are hearing. If the Lord does not delight in us, he will not give you the Holy Ghost the way he has released the Holy Ghost to you today. If the Lord does not delight in us, he will not give us opportunities of touching the reality of God's word that we are touching. If the Lord does not delight in us, who are we to have been here? We would have been gone. But because the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land. And he will give it to us. A land which flows with milk and honey. The only thing that we have learned in the course of this meeting, which again has been repeated in verse 9. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Do not disobey the Lord. Do not take what God has told you for granted. If you do not rebel against the Lord, if you say yes to God who is calling you, I want you to know what will happen now. Say, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. What are they? What are they? For they are bread for us. Their defense has departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Fear them not. Hallelujah. So this night, I charge you in the name of the Lord. Because the Lord has delight in you. Because the Lord has delight in you as young as you are. Because the Lord has set you apart for what he wants to do at a time like this. Because the Lord has delight in you. Let us go up at once. and possess the gates. I want you to steal every voice of doubt. All those that will say, you better be careful. You better take it gently. You better don't take a risk. Has there been any man who broke through in life that did not take a risk? Do you know that all your own age mates who are even serving the devil, are they taking risk? They are taking risk every day. They are taking risk. They are breaking forth into terrible things. Because the enemy told them that there's no problem, they should go, and they have taken risk. How could you call God and his promises to your life? How could you call it a risk? How will you think it's a risk to obey God? How will you think it's a risk to take God by his word? How will you think it's a risk to believe God and to obey his instruction? So this night, because the Lord has delight in us, and because the Lord himself is with us, he will give us the land. We will possess the gates. We know it is not because we are doing anything else. It's because the Lord himself is with us. And the defense, their defense has departed from them. They are a piece of bread unto us. Because of that, because of what God has said, because of the promise of the word of God, we will rise and go from here, and we'll go at once to possess the gates in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, before we will rise to take that step, I discovered that because the people with whom Joshua and Caleb were living, majority of them said, no, we cannot go. And I heard the Lord speaking a word which touched my heart. God said, well, all these people that said they will not go, go to chapter 14. Please come with me to chapter 14. When you get to chapter 14, what I want to read is verse 23. But it looks important for me to read it a bit, because I want God to do something with your spirit. You can't write from here and go with any spirit of unbelief. The only thing that has crippled all that were crippled was not because the giants were giants. It was because unbelief crippled them. All the people that could not become anything in the hand of God, it was not because it is difficult for God to do anything. It is because of their unbelief. All those that did not enter the land of promise, it is not because God had no power to carry them in. It was because of their own unbelief. Unbelief will not cripple any of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible said, I'm reading that chapter 14 very quickly. It is verse 23 I'm going, but I want you to note something there. Verse 21. But as truly as I live, this is God talking, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. God will not turn us backward in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what are the key issues that I want you to note here? He says, surely, as truly as I live, this is God speaking, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times. You know, it touches me that God counted the number of times that these people have resisted him by unbelief. It touched my heart that, so God was noting and said, at this time I told them like this, they did not believe. I told them like this, they resisted me. I told them to do this, they refused. And I was wondering, how many occasions would God have in his record that he spoke passionately to you about something and unbelief and disobedience did not allow you to arise? We are going to be praying as we are living that let God regard all of those periods as time of ignorance. Mm-hmm. And that God will give us a fresh opportunity because we are going to obey him. We are going to rise from this meeting at once to take God by his word in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, these people, because they have resisted me, they have tempted me these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they will not see the land. But verse 24 says, my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. And I went quickly to the book of Joshua. By the time I go to chapter 14 and chapter 15, I saw Caleb. That despite the fact that these people delayed him, because all of those people that did not believe, God said, all of them will have to die in the wilderness before they can enter. So I could see Brother Caleb, you know, watching the burial of several of these people. They were dying left and right. They were dying left and right. But he said, as I was when I was 40 years of age, so am I up to now. Something made Caleb ever young. Listen, brothers, it is not, I don't know how to put it, and you will not be confused. There's something that makes people to grow old. It's not only chronological years that makes people grow old and become weak. Unbelief weakens a life. Unbelief consumes your strength. Unbelief will make you to become scattered in life, even when you have not advanced too much. But when you see men who are living by faith, when you see men who have caught what God has told them to do and they are saying, give me this mountain, you see them becoming younger every day. You say, but why is this man still strong? Why is this man still running? Why is this man refusing to be tired? What makes men young is inside, it's not outside. And so, young people, as you are going from this meeting, may you go with another spirit. May you go with the spirit of faith. May you go with the spirit of obedience. May you go with a spirit that has a vision for what God has spoken, and you are ready to run with it. The Bible said, even at 85, that brother said, I am still as strong as I was when I was just 40. So what could make a man to remain strong as if he is still 40 years when he was already 85? It is not about food. It's about the faith inside.
And some of us were standing and talking to you here, and I'm feeling young inside, because the promise that God gave to us, the word that God gave to us about what He was going to do in your day, in our generation, is bubbling. And we are going to see the glory of God in the land of the living. As I release you tonight, first I release you to go with another spirit. Don't go with the spirit of unbelief. Don't keep company with those who are saying it is not possible. Don't sit among people that are saying there are giants there. Don't sit down among those people that are saying, no. How can you just say you are going to become a professor very quickly like that? No, it's not like that. It's not like that. Stop keeping company with such people. Rise up and walk away from them. Say, let us go up at once, for we are able to possess it. When you listen to the testimony of the brothers and the sisters at their various points during these pathfinders, and you listen to what Tayo was saying about what God confronted him with when he had become a chartered accountant. And he looked and said, oh, this kind of thing, your head is not correct. You are going to die. What are you going to do? And all of that. And if I were to ask Tayo, all those people that were talking that time, where are they today? They are still on the same spot. Some of them died struggling. Those that have not died, their condition has continued to dilapidate. The question we are raising tonight is that what kept men in their wildernesses is not because there's no power in the hand of him who promised. It is because of unbelief. So tonight, be not unbelieving. Be not disobedient. Only do not rebel against the Lord. God has arisen to give us the gates. God has arisen. He has delight in you. He has delight in us. And He surely will give us the land. He will give us the nations. He will give us the land. As you see what God is beginning to do left and right, here and there, as they bring in up the report of Battle for the Young, you are only seeing a beginning. There's going to be an innumerable and unstoppable move of God that nobody can stop. You will live to see it. By the grace of God, you will not only see it, you will be part of it. You will walk into it. Your life will be an expression of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, another young man that I should conclude with tonight. Of course, when I started with an opening charge and we dealt with David, there was the friend of David. And I decided to do that tonight because I sense that you need to have correct friends to possess the gates. Several of you, before you leave now, you are going to check, who are my friends? Do you have a fire extinguisher friend? You will break that friendship tonight. He who is climbing higher cannot keep company with a dwarf. He who has a journey to make for God, you cannot look and keep company with a man who is looking for burial ground. An eagle does not keep company with a chicken. If God is going to help you, heaven must begin to help those whom you move with. Now, you look at Jonathan. Jonathan was such a young man that had a different spirit from the spirit of Saul, his father. And I was touched in the fact that when his father began to misbehave, his father began to bring confusion to the people. He would do something that has no direction. He continued to trouble the land because of his own disobedience. But now, the Philistines were expanding. They were enlarging. Actually, if you go to 1 Samuel chapter 13 and chapter 14, you will see the kind of things that was happening. And I kept saying that whenever you see the advance of the Philistines or of the enemy anywhere, it's not because they have power. It's not because they have anything. It's because you have not stood up. All the gates that you see the enemy taking over, either in academics or in your business or in economy or in anything, anywhere, is only because those of us who are supposed to possess the gate, we have not arisen. We have not stood up to go. So I saw that Philistine was spreading everywhere, because the man who is supposed to rise up, he has missed his relationship with God, and he can no longer stand there. But now go to chapter 14. I just want to highlight that young man, and then I will ask you to jump up and get going. It came to pass in chapter 14 of 1 Samuel, upon a day, that Jonathan the son of Saul said unto the young man that bear his armor, come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father. Excuse me. Why did he not tell his father? He will not tell a fire extinguisher. He will not go and subject what God is doing in his heart unto someone who will quench it. We have been speaking to you about getting properly trained, being in discipleship, and all of that. And we are very careful to tell you that all those who can nurture your fire must be on fire. Please hear me. Refrigerator can never grow your fire. Am I right? And if you want to keep your food warm, where do you put it? Do you go and put it in the refrigerator? Mark the friends you are keeping. Mark the friends you are keeping. Mark those that you are allowing to sit on your life. Those who have lost their fire, they can't kindle any fire for you. Those who have missed their direction, they can't give you any direction. When Paul said, follow me, he added a clause. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. A man is only followable when you see him going in the direction that you want to go in life. So as we rise here tonight, take note. This young man said, let us go unto the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father. And Saul was tarrying in the uttermost part of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree, which is a Migron. That's commander, sitting under a tree. And the people that were with him were only about 600 men. And Ahiah, the son of Hitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod. And the people knew not that Jonathan was gone. Strategic move. I'm trusting God that as we send you forth here, you will have gone before fire extinguishers will discover. You will have gone to do an exploit. I don't know how to explain this to you, but it's a common issue. Let me ask you, when David was killing the lion, if his senior brother, Abinadab or Eliab, if he was there, what would they have done? They would laugh, oh my God, and say, you are wicked. Go away. What do you mean by that? You want to cause confusion? Go back. So you see, those that are going to take gates for God, they take step of faith and will not allow fire extinguishers to quench it. I charge you tonight as we go from this meeting, go up at once. When Paul knew the will of God for his life, he said, I confer not with what? with flesh and blood. That does not mean he did not take counsel. That does not mean he was not taught by Barnabas. That was not that he was not instructed by Ananias. But he knew what it means to go and form a conference with those that are going nowhere. Don't subject what God has told you to people that are going nowhere. Don't keep company of fire extinguisher if you want to maintain your fire. The Bible noted. So as Jonathan sought to go over onto the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on one side and a sharp rock on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozez and the name of the other was Sene. The forefront of the one was situated northward over against the Michmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bear his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of this uncircumcised. I love that. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. That's the language of those who possess the gates. Let us go up at once. For the Lord will give them to us. It is nothing with God. He said that it may be that the Lord will work for us. That's the understanding. When you are going, it is the Lord that will work. For it is God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. As you are going right now, we want you to know that you are not going by your strength. You are going with him who has decided to delight in us, to walk in us, to walk through us, to work for us. The power that he has used, exerted to raise Jesus from the dead is a power that is available in us and unto us. And look at what his armor bearer said. Say, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in your heart. Turn you, behold, I am with you according to your heart. May God give you correct brothers to go with. May God give you correct sister to move with. May God raise for you in this circle people of the same passion. God will link you up with somebody. You have come together in this circle and the Holy Spirit is raising that fire in your heart. God will tie you up with another person with fire. And so you can go and burn. And you know these two brothers, they left. So Jonathan said, behold, we will pass over unto these men and we discover ourselves to them. And if they say thus unto us, tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and will not go unto them. But if they say thus, come up unto us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign unto us. Hallelujah. And both of them discovered themselves to the Philistines, to the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves. Look at what they are saying. These boys are very arrogant. They are very, very arrogant. But their arrogance is simply because you have not risen. Their boast is because we have not gone forth. I know by the grace of God, when we will meet again, the report that we are going to hear from several of you will be, come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the King of Glory has carried out. Come and see how the Lord dislodged the camp of the Philistines. You will come back with results in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the Bible said, when they said, look at this, they are beginning to come out of their holes. The men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us and we will show you a thing. We will show you a thing. And Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come up after me. For the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands So can you see now? He crawled. That's what they are talking about. He was crawling upon his hand. How can you be crawling upon your hand to go and fall into the garrison? Into the barrack of the Philistines. But something is going to happen there now. And the Bible said, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before, as Jonathan came into their midst, the people fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. Let's look at the report. The report is, and that first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armor bearer made, was about 20 men within, as it were, an half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. They have slaughtered 20 men. And these are not small children. These are giants. How can brothers who crawled on their hand and their feet and fell into the camp, how can two of them slaughter 20 just within a small space of time? It shows that there's a hand. There's an invisible hand. There's an invisible hand on your life. And I'm asking you to carry the King of Glory onto the gates with one demand. Just demand, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, O ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. And the Bible said, and there was trembling in the hosts, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison, and the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. How can two brothers who crawled into the camp of well-armed army of the Philistines, how could they cause such a trembling? Don't you know there's an invisible hand? There is an invisible hand that is going with you, my brother. There's a power of the Holy Ghost going with you. Nothing will happen because you did not move. But if you rise from this meeting, you will report back to us what the Lord has done and what the Lord is willing to do. And from that point, Philistines started running hither and skelter. They don't know what was pursuing them. They don't know how they were just falling. They don't know what was killing them. And before you know it, the children of Israel say, oh yeah, let's come. And great victory. God will give you victory as you go in the name of Jesus Christ. What do I say to you? Go up at once and possess the gate. Possess the land. For the Lord has delight in you. The Lord is interested in working with you. The Lord has agreed to move with us. The Lord who gave us a promise at the beginning of this, as we were praying for Seiko, the Lord said, in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. There's already a multiplication going on. And this multiplication, we cannot even count it. We don't know how far it is going. You can see the little report we have taken from the strategies of the battle for the young. You can see what God is doing in different nations, in different parts of the country, in the northeast, in the northwest, in the south. In different countries, we didn't have time. We'll have said, okay, let's take what Ghana is doing. Let's go into Sierra Leone. Let's go into Canada. Let's go into all these places. Let's go into the U.S. You'll be surprised that God is already arising to do a work. But this night, I charge you in the name of the Lord, rise up and go up at once. Rise up and go up at once. Until you go, you have not gone. Until you rise up, you have not risen at all. Until you obeyed, you have not obeyed. All that God is demanding is obedience. Obedience to his word, obedience to his instruction, and obedience to the vision that he has given to us. We talk about Paul today because he said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. I did not confer with flesh and blood. I went at once. Straight away, I went. And that's what I'm demanding for you to do as we rise tonight. The Lord will go with you. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. The mighty hand of God will uphold you. And the King of glory who has decided to be resident in our lives, he will take the gates in the name of Jesus Christ. Will I ask you right now to arise wherever you are? And you are going to begin to say, let us go up at once. Let us go up at once and possess it. All the things that God had laid in your heart, all the various strategies God has shown you, all the gates that God is talking about, all the pursuit of excellence that we discuss, all the response to the call of God on your life. God has called some of you. I was taught that somebody asked a question and said, does God also call somebody who has first class and all of that? I want to inform you, God actually needs sharp instruments. Whenever God is going to pick anyone, he picks the best. Being a first class is only good for God. You can't use that for someone else. So if God is calling you and say, go and lay down your life, don't hesitate. And tonight I will give you that space to say, Lord, I've heard your voice. I will do what you have told me to do. Even though we would like to guide, we would like to counsel you, we would like to instruct you the way you will go by the Holy Ghost, yet it is not to quench that fire. The Lord may be setting you ablaze even in this meeting. We can only tend that fire, we are not going to quench it. We can only guide that fire and direct it so that it can burn correctly. We will not quench it. If God is laying his hands upon you and says, I need you now. We will show you how to respond now while you are still going through school. I remember one meeting we went and the Spirit of God came down upon us. And one of my colleagues that we went for that retreat together, he said, Bragwile, I'm not going back to school again. I'm not continuing my degree again because God has called me. And I looked at him and said, yes, I know the fire is burning in all of us. The fire is so serious that if I said all of us should leave now, we are ready to leave the campus. But if we leave the campus, we will be dropouts. When God now wants to take us to the gate, they said, did you finish? He said, well, you know, I did old level and then at 200 level I left because God said, no, I need something more. But the fire cannot die. We will still go from village to village. We are sleeping in villages in those days, preaching the gospel. I remember persuading that brother, he finished. Today he's an Anglican reverend and he's preaching the gospel. And he went through different things that God used him for. I want to say to you, we will not quench the fire, we will only tend it for you. So tonight, if you are hearing the voice of the Lord and say, I need you. You hear what our brother Caleb said. When they were growing up, they also came into this discipleship exposure. And God dealt with all our ambition. They laid down their lives and said, Lord, anything, I'm ready for anything. They were dead to serve. They were dead to ambition. And God said, yes, I have accepted you. But I'm going to send you now into the realm of politics. It's a mission. It's a ministry. But only those who are already dead to the ambition, who are dead to the things of the world, can go to take the gates. So tonight, as we rise up to go, the first word is, let us go up. When? At once. At once. At once to take the gates. If the Spirit of God is calling you into a ministry, that is not in the realm of your career or profession. There's nothing wrong about it. It calls some of us as well. But if God is calling you and say, I will still need your profession, but come and lay down for me first. There's no problem about that. God will still need it. God will still use it. God will still use you as a teacher. God will still use you as a doctor. God will still use you in different professions so as to extend the kingdom of God. And here you already is full-time servant. As we call on God now, as you rise before the Lord, I just want you to call on God. Just speak to Him. I am going at once. That song that I ask you to sing, say, I'm resolved no longer to linger. Charmed by the world's delight. It is not the world that I will be running after their own approval. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, they have caught my attention now. I no longer see the things of the world. I want to live for Him. I will hasten to Him. As we take that step of prayer, I will hasten to Him. Tonight, that's the thing I'm going to conclude with. Stand with me as we pray together. And as we are praying, just talk to God for yourself. Caleb said, we are well able to go and possess it. We are well able to overcome it. Because the Lord has delight in us, He will give it to us. Because the Lord has decided to be with us, and their own defense has departed from them, they have become to us a piece of bread. Where are you? What are you saying to God tonight? Perhaps you started to respond to God, but something cooled you down. Something quenched the fire. And you thought you are being reasonable by not responding to what God is dealing with in your heart. This night I want you to arise again and say, Lord, I'm going at once. I will obey you. I will do what you have told me to do. The fear of her, maybe you will die of hunger. Nobody that has ever followed God has ever lived to beg for bread. You saw the testimony, you heard it. And we couldn't say more than that because there was no time to be telling all our stories. Tonight is God speaking. Are you a young man? For all the years, the fear, mammon, money seemed to put fear in your heart and say, hey, how will you make it? Tonight, can you say to God, I am ready no longer to linger. I am resolved to go to my Savior. I am resolved to follow Him into any battle He's leading me. I am resolved to be faithful to Him each day. I am resolved to heed what He says, to do what He wills. I know is the living way. I am resolved to carry the Master anywhere He says I should go. I am resolved. As you are praying with me, and as we draw this conclusion this night, would you like to just tell God, Lord, nothing to linger about? And could it be that God has been knocking on your life for years? And you are watching your years tick away, tick away, tick away, tick away. Until now, you are thinking, but I'm no more young. But yet God has still delight to use you to do something in your life. This night, you cannot go back the way you came. I want you to step forth yourself and say, Lord, I am resolved. I am resolved no longer to linger. I am resolved to follow you. I'm resolved to obey you. I'm resolved to go as you have told me. I'm resolved no longer to linger. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for several of us that are saying, I am resolved. And Lord, tonight, as this meeting is coming to this conclusion, we want to be a Caleb. We want to be a Joshua. Lord, we want to be a Jonathan. We want to be a David. We want to be a Daniel. Lord, we want to be a Gideon. We have seen so many. We want to be a giant, that young lady. We want to be an Esther. Who said, if I perish, I perish. And yet they save their nation. Lord, I want to be like a Mary. Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. And that's why she became the carrier of the Savior that brought deliverance to entire mankind. Tonight, Lord, we are saying to you, I am resolved. I am resolved. Thank you, Father. Now, finally, perhaps all through the time that this meeting has been going on, all that God has been doing is nudging you, is nudging you, is nudging you. Now we are at the point of saying either yes to the Lord, or you are going to say not yet. Not yet, and then you return to the wilderness. Or you want to say yes to the Lord, and God moves you forward and takes you to the next level. Will you please pray? Even though we are not all together, but where you are, your own center, the place where God is confronting you, it is time to take a step before the Lord. Let us go up at once. Let us go up at once to possess the gate. So I'm going to stand here before the Lord and ask, who is there saying, yes, I am resolved. No longer to linger. No longer to complain. No longer to procrastinate. No longer to be looking here and there. No longer. I'm resolved. Where are you? Where are those men and women that say, I'm resolved to obey God? I'm resolved no longer to linger. I'm resolved to take my life and put it in your hand. Let me see you. This time, I don't just want to raise your right hand. I want to step out and keep saying, I am resolved to go. I'm resolved to obey God. I am resolved no longer to linger. I am resolved to lay my life where it is going to be useful to God. I'm resolved to carry the King of Glory to the gates where He will send me, where He will use me. Where are you? Just walk out. God bless you. I'm not going to say raise your hand. Just walk out. I'm resolved. God bless you. There's always going to be a space on that altar for you to walk into. Just walk out and say, yes, Lord, I'm resolved. My youth will not be wasted. My youth will not be wasted. The years of my youth will not be wasted. The dew of my youth will not be dissipated. They said, this Goliath is a warrior who has been fighting since his youth. If the devil has captured a Goliath since his youth until he became a giant in his kingdom, when do I want to lay down my own life for Jesus? Tonight, I am resolved. If you are doing so, just walk out before I pray. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you are coming, just keep coming. Let tonight, 30th of April, the end of Seiko, I am resolved. No longer to linger. Thank you, my friends. Thank you. Just keep walking out. Just walk out. And wherever you are, just walk out. Say, Lord, I am resolved. I'm resolved to obey you. I'm resolved no longer to linger. I'm resolved no longer to play with sin. I'm resolved. And in the course of this meeting, when we went through the marriage seminar, God may have shown you that boy that you are running about with is not for you. It's just a fire extinguisher. I am resolved to cut it off. I'm resolved. God bless you. Just walk out. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. There are still so many that need to take that step before we pray. Yes. Yes. I am resolved. I'm resolved. God bless you, my dear sister. I am resolved. That brother, thank God. Thank God for you. Just walk as I'm resolved. No longer to linger. Lord, let it be on your record that I am resolved. No longer to linger. No longer to give consideration to this idea, that idea. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to obey you. God bless you, my friend. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sisters. God bless you. There's still someone that needs to run out before we pray. Thank you, dear sister. Just walk out. Just walk out quickly. I am resolved no longer to linger. The question that they asked Reuben, say, Reuben, how long will you stay within the sheepfold? Listening to the bleating of sheep, how long will you be undecided on where to throw your life? How long will you be in and out? How long will you be neither hot nor cold? I am resolved no longer to linger. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. All the people that have stepped out before God, if you go on your knees or you stand there with your hand lifted to heaven, whichever one is convenient for you, that's all I want to do now. Lift up those hands or fall on your face as you have done, or kneel down before the Lord, whichever one is convenient for you to do just now. I am resolved. Lord, we are resolved. Look at these lives that are coming out, O God. Look at these men and women and say, my life will no longer linger. I will no longer linger. I will no longer be in between two opinions. This night, I lay it down at your feet. My life will count for you. All the giants that seemed to stand there, they stood there because I had not stood with you. Tonight, Lord, I carry the King of Glory. I take him to the gates. He will walk for us. He will walk for us. You did it for Jonathan and his armor bearer. And Philistines started trembling everywhere because they brought God down. Tonight, Lord, we resolve not to linger. Thank you, Father, for everywhere your people are responding. Thank you for all the hands and all the knees that are bent before you. Thank you for my friends, my brothers, my sisters, young people. Some are still on campus, but they are saying, I have heard you. Tonight, O God, set them on fire. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Breathe upon each one of them right now. As they have resolved, Lord, I ask that you confirm. You know, when we're ending the afternoon, we read that scripture. It said, waste not 1 minute anymore to confirm God's call on your life. Father, this evening we're asking that as we rise, we're rising to go. We are rising to go and make a difference. We are rising to go up at once. Father, confirm your word in our lives. Confirm your presence in our lives. Confirm this calling upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Our Father, you see, we are gathered in different places. Those that are in South Africa, those that are in Moscow, in Russia, those that are in Canada, those that are in Belize. Oh God, those that are in the UK, in Europe, in Hungary, all the places in Bahamas where you have gathered us, we are resolved no longer to linger. We are resolved, oh God, to do what you have called us to do. We will follow you in obedience. We will see the kingdom of darkness collapse in the name of Jesus Christ. We will see the power of God at work. We see your glory breaking forth. And so together, oh God, with my brothers and sisters, we lift up our voice now. Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be ye lift up, O ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. And who is this King of Glory? The Lord. The Lord who is mighty. The Lord who is strong in battle. The Lord who is the Lord of all. He is this King of Glory. He is the one we are bringing. Lord, as your children will rise from here, you riding upon them. You are riding upon them, O God, to possess the gates. Whether you send them back to schools, you send them back to their offices, you send back to their homes, or you send them into mission fields, Father, it will be the King of Glory riding upon them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. And thank you, God, for what you are going to do. What we are going to see in the coming days. The glory that will break forth, O God, in the nations. The multiplication that you said, we receive it from you now. As you did, O God, for Caleb. Even after all the years, you gave him that mountain, as you promised him. Lord, as you did for Jonathan, two of them, you set the army of the Philistines to rout. They began to run. They began to tremble. Lord, we are trusting that by the hands of these, my brothers and sisters, by the hands of these feeble ones, God will receive victory. We hear great news of what you are doing in the nations. Thank you. Lord, as we bring Seiko to a conclusion this year, release your people. Release them by your power. Cause your spirit to rest upon them in a very unique way.
Amen.
Lord, by the outpouring of your spirit, they will do exploits.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
O you nations, the word of the Lord has come. The Lord Almighty has arisen. And all that God did not plant in the nations shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. O ye giants, lift up your heads. O ye everlasting doors, lift up your heads. O ye gates, lift up your heads. Let the King of Glory come in. Thank you. Lord, for nations, as your children are represented in Uganda, in Tanzania, in South Sudan, oh God, even in Rwanda, all those countries, in Malawi, in Mozambique, everywhere where this has gone, let there be a rising of the glory of God in the land of the living. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you are going to still do in the days ahead of us. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you. And so, Lord, we declare every yoke on our path, we break it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every shackle on the legs of anybody, we cut it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every bondage that has been there because the seed had not come. Now that the seed has come, we ask that now from tonight, the victory that comes because the man of Calvary has come, breaking the yoke of the principality and power, we release it upon your people in the name of Jesus Christ. All those that took personal decision in the course of this meeting, they will stand to experience you.
Amen.
As they will go with you. Your glory will overwhelm them. Those that took decision to restitute, to correct things, from this meeting, O God, their life will be set right.
Mm.
Your purpose will prosper in their hands in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you for hearing. Thank you for doing what you have done. In all our on-site centers, let your glory descend. Some, they will continue their prayer tonight. I ask, just bless them. Just cause your face to shine upon us. Thank you. Blessed be your name tonight. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the honor, take all adoration in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, O God, unto you is able to do beyond what we could ever ask or imagine. According to your power that's at work in us, do we commit your people? We commit these brothers and sisters. We commit these youth. We commit these young men, young ladies, that in keeping you will keep them. In watching, you will watch over them. They will live long. They will see your glory in the land of the living. They will become a testimonial of your faithfulness.
Amen.
Lord, in their nations, they will become your firebrand. They will stand out there to cause eternal things to happen. And the glory of God will fill the land. He says, surely as I live, the glory of the Lord will fill the earth.
Amen.
Lord, let it be so. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name,
we have prayed. Amen. 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 Those of you that stood up and came out, you have resolved. I want you to do one thing before you go. Write your decision down where you will not lose it. Either at the back of your Bible, say, April 30th, 2022, I am resolved. I have taken a decision to walk with God. And in our various centers, if our brethren can help to take your record, if you need further instructions or counseling, they will help us to do it. Thank you. God bless you. We will see and hear great news about each one of you in the coming days. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We deeply want to appreciate the Lord for His mighty arm upon us in the course of this meeting to this very end. We want to find out from Nare if there are notices that are central to us here before we go on site. Sir, are there notices for us?
Hello. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Notices on the day you first came to you have a mic.
Sir, that there are notices on Ledeo. Can you brief us? Bolare, please.
Shun will have been better to speak about Ledeo. I don't have the information.
All right. Talk, please. We allow you to share the grace on site and make your local arrangements. God bless you and keep you. Go at once and possess the gate. God bless you.